Gonna be talking about what this stuff is in our food that a lot of you don't even have a clue about. Y'all go on these old great diets trying to take this out and trying to take that out, but some of you need to know there's some things in there that you really, really need to pay attention to. That's right. Hey, today is Wednesday, y'all. It's hump day. Hey, you can't beat hump day, I tell you, because it's the middle of the week. You're halfway through to the weekend. That's what I'm talking about, bright and early. Hey, Vernon, I see you out there, man. Thanks for sliding on by. That's right. Now, if you want to join the conversation today, that's no problem. Just give me a call, 347-838-8622. So what I want you to do right now, go on and get that drink you're going to sip on while we listen. You listening to the show. Whether it's your beer, glass of water, some wine, a pop, as some people say. Whatever you sip it on, man, just sit back and relax, because we got one outstanding show planned for you today. I'm telling you. Because I'm feeling good. The beat is moving. Oh, yeah. Well, that's a bad beat right there. I like that. You can't deny that. That's a nice, smooth beat. Yes, sir, buddy. That's a nice, smooth beat right there. Hey, y'all, what's going on out there? It's your man, Mr. Talk. Hey, you know, sometimes we have to take a look in the mirror and see what's going on with ourselves. I always say, you know, every 6 months, everybody should do that. Just sit back for a hot minute and just figure out what you got going on in your life. And if you can figure out what you got going in your life, everybody else's life seems minute. That's right. I'm just saying. But anyway, as I was saying before, we got a great show planned for you today. And, you know, it's something going on around right about now. And we need to talk about that. We're going to talk about it briefly. Once we get started in the show, but there are some things going around in this nation that just ain't right. That's right. I said ain't. That's right. I feel like being politically correct today because I'm special like that. That's right. I didn't take my medication today, so it's going to be on hard and popping. So if you want to leave me any messages, anything, that's no problem. You can do that too. Only thing I do is just send me an email to ericlesstalk@gmail.com. I'm on Twitter at driven4r62, and you stop by my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson, at facebook.com, and leave me a couple of lines there. You got something you want us to talk about? Hey, we can do that too. I'm open for all subjects, man. Like I always say, there's no topic that's off limits for Let's Talk. Yeah, that's right. So if you're ready, that's right. Y'all see, I'm singing today, boy. I tell you, that's a good thing if I'm singing today, huh? Some of you may disagree, but who cares? That's right. It's okay. Y'all will be okay. Oh, my goodness. I know, I know. But you know what? Here we go. You know, on this show, we do encourage open dialogue. Yes, we're going to have to go over the house rules. We go over the house rules every day. And some people say, why do you do that every day? Because every day somebody forgets what the house rules are. And with that being said, since they forget what the house rules are, I have to reiterate, what they are. So when I start slapping people upside the head and putting them on the sidelines and carrying on, they understand what they did wrong. It's called positive reinforcement. I'm going to read some scientific books today and some psychiatry books today. Can't you tell? I'm talking about positive reinforcement. Wow. I tell you. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know what the hell is going on, but it's going. That's for sure. Anyway. Oh, my goodness. Anyway. Like I was saying, this show is called Let's Talk, and we talk about some outstanding topics and some adult topics. Let's make that clear. And in the course of the conversation, some things are said and maybe a little touchy to some people and maybe a little sensitive to others. Well, before we get started, I do want to apologize if you may become offended. However, we're not going to stop talking about what we're talking about, because sometimes we need to put it out there as it is, you know, as we like to say sometimes, you know, cut the bullshit. Let's be real about this thing. Let's say what it's supposed to be. And if you can't understand that, then, hey, I don't know. I don't know what else I can tell you. But as I was saying, we do encourage open dialogue, and we love to hear everybody's opinion. I mean, when I say everybody's, I mean everybody's opinion. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what color you are, what your dialect, whatever. You know, what your frame of mind. We like to hear it. We really do. Because opinion, everybody has an opinion. And sometimes you open the eyes of other people when you state your opinion. You may state a point or a position that no one else may not have to ever thought about. So that's why we encourage open dialogue. We really do. But in the same token, we encourage open dialogue. We want to hear everybody speak. You know, we like to hear what you have to say. We then like to hear what the next guy has to say. So with that being said, don't talk over each other. Because you may be making an excellent point, but if somebody yelling over you, you yelling over someone else, and nobody heard your point, then you may feel offended for real because you think nobody's listening to you. Well, that's not the case. The case is everybody was talking at one time, and your point happened to be missing, probably their point also. So, you know, just keep that in mind. Also, make your comments and your responses short and sweet and to the point as possible. We know sometimes you have to use examples or what have you, but kind of cut them off a little bit. You know, this is not a lecturing stage. So we want to hear it, but we don't want to spend 10, 15 minutes trying to get the gist of it. When you said 2,000 words and the only point you really wanted to make was consisted of two words. Come on, y'all. Let's be smarter than that, right? And another thing I want to talk about is the personal attacks, man. No personal attacks, okay? Because, see, we can't do the personal attack thing. We can't. We are adults. We should be able to hold a conversation without having to worry about someone attacking another person. We don't care. If you got a big head, you got a big head. Who really gives a damn? You know, if you got a lisp, oh, well, you got a lisp. Who cares? You know what I mean? Oh, Lord. But keep it to yourself. All right, keep it to yourself. Now, also, if you call in and you're trying to start something, you can keep that crap to yourself also, because we don't want to hear that. We don't. And trust me, you know, my callers and you know, my regulars, they do a pretty good job of laying off. But if you call and you start trying to start something, I may tell them, go ahead. You know, I may say something like, release the hounds. And that's right. When I tell them release the hounds, man, it's going to be hard and popping for you. So if you want to go that route, you can go that route. I don't know if you really want to, but you can go that route because I can't help you. But that's only if you call in and bring it on yourself, okay? Now, if you just call in to make a point and be a positive part of the conversation, then no problem at all. Call in, let's hear what you got to say. And I'm sure we'll give you some advice, you may give us some advice, and we'll come up with some answers and some resolution to some of the things we're talking about. Is that so hard to understand, my dear people? I know it's not hard to understand because it's all about understanding each other. And if we understand each other, the world would be a much better place. That's right, a much better place. You know, because that's what all we're working for, a better place, right? Right. I'm going to give myself a hand clap on that. Oh, Lord have mercy. Well, I tell you, look at this, boy. I'm having fun. Oh, my goodness. What is really going on with y'all? Mr. Goofy Bone, I see you out there, man. Thank you for joining us. Okay. Like I said, today is Wednesday, man. And on Wednesdays, you know, it's a funny thing about how the week works. Everybody go to work Monday, they hum, drum, dragging, and I got to come back to the grind and blah, blah, blah. By Tuesday, you're like, okay, you got back into the swing of things, you know, you got your desk, you know, being cleared a little bit, you're good. But by the time Wednesday come in, y'all should be smiling. Should be smiling because you already got everything planned for the rest of the week. You understand what I'm saying? So the day is the middle, man. Well, you should be smiling and having fun and goofy words. If some of y'all do that, go on and fire one here and there. Yeah, get your mellow on. Get your mellow on. You know, get your mellow on and enjoy yourself. That's all I got to say about that. So anyway, okay, I done giggled a little bit and laughed a little bit. So now, you know, we need to go on and get on with the show. Pretty much, right? Right. All right, y'all. Now, let's get on to the other parts of the show that we usually talk about today. The song of the day. You know what? I didn't even plan a song of the day. Man, what's wrong with me? I skipped over that one. So, we ain't got no song of the day. So, I got to come up with a song of the day for you. And I got one for you. And it's called Funky. Just funky, man. That's what it is. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go on ahead and play this song of the day for you because I didn't choose one for you to listen to. So I'm going to play one for you, and I'll be back in about 3 minutes. Y'all enjoy this music, man, okay? Thank you. right, enough of that. Y'all partying too hard over there. I see you over there partying. This ain't no party show today, damn it. Oh, Lord have mercy. Well, I tell you, y'all are something else out there today. This ain't no party place. Y'all got me confused with Goofy Show. Goofy party at night. I don't party during the daytime. This is a serious show. We talk about serious things, and I'm going to talk about the serious things. All right, all right, all right. All right, y'all, I'm going to take my medication, so I am. Oh, yes, I'm on that special stuff today. I'm on that special stuff. Anyway, that was the song of the day. It's called Funky. Oh, Lord, what happened here? Oh, somebody's singing some bad stuff up in here. Wait a minute. I don't know what happened, man. Uh-oh. Oh, listen to that. I got ghosts up in here. I do. I got ghosts up in here. Let me figure out what the heck going on. Okay. All right. See, I told y'all, man. Oh, my goodness. I don't know where that came from. We're going to have to talk to somebody about that. Anyway. Wow, that was crazy. Okay, anyway, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. I don't know what's going on, man. Okay, the quote of the day. We're going to get to the quote of the day. We make a living by what we get. We make a life by what we give. And that was spoken by Mr. Winston Churchill, and that makes a whole lot of sense to me. We make a living by what we get. We make a life by what we give. Okay? Now, y'all figure that one out. Woo, y'all figure that one out, because I think it's pretty good, myself. That's right. All right. Now, with all that good stuff out the way, we done gave out the house rules. We done gave a shout-out to everybody. Mr. Lowe, I see you. Glad you joined us today. I know this your baby, so we're going to let you get into it in a little bit. And for everybody else out there listening, thank you for joining us today. I am Mr. Talk, and you are listening to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. And the first thing we're going to talk about today, and it's something we have discussed quite often on our show, and it just boggles the mind how it seems to reoccur over and over and over again. And that is how stars, so-called stars, whether it be in the music industry, entertainment, athletics, what have you, once they retire or stop performing, how they just get in trouble with money, And you think about some of these stars, they have spanned over decades of making music, decades. And some of their music is still being played, so you know they're making some kind of royalties, whatever you would think. But yet, we still have so many of our black stars that are in trouble, in financial trouble. And sometimes it just makes you shake your head at it. And here's an example, Dionne Warwick. Y'all know Dionne Warwick, yeah. She filed for bankruptcy through a federal court in her home state of New Jersey last week, claiming she brings in nearly $21,000 in monthly income. Listen to what, but did you hear what I say? She brings in $21,000 in monthly income. She claims she spends all but $10 of it on expenses. What kind of goddamn expenses do you have to where you spend $20,090? Wow. Okay. I'm not understanding that. And we're not talking about no flashing and paying music star. We're talking about Dionne Warwick. I mean, she was a part of the Psychic Network and all that good stuff. The document also states that she only has $25,500 in assets and owes more than $10 million to the IRS. There's those people. There go those people. Of course, like most of them do, they say thanks to negligent and gross financial mismanagement during several consecutive years in the 1980s and the 1990s. All right, let's look at this. The 1980s and the 1990s. We're in the year 2013. I'm not understanding. Did you just find out that you owe this much money to the people? Come on now. The 1980s, really? In the 1990s? But yet you're $10 million. You owe $10 million to the IRS? Wow. I mean, what's really going on? According to Los Angeles-based bankruptcy attorney David L. Neal, who is not involved with Warwick's case but has studied her filing, said that it's very likely the singer could walk away with a clean slate since her tax obligations reach so far back that they would be likely to be considered dischargeable. In other words, they can just write it off and say, oh, well, she owed us the money, she didn't pay it, let's keep going. Now, if that was me and you, you think they'd be talking about writing something off? There's no talking about discharging it. Man, if we didn't own anything, they would let us go out and buy something so they could come and get it. I mean, really, we talking Dionne Warwick, man. I mean, come on, all them old smooth songs she had back in the 60s, 70s, 80s. I don't know if she did anything in the 90s, but the point is, duets and things like that, and you mean to tell me she's in a point to now where she can just get it charged off? File bankruptcy, I ain't got to pay nobody. I don't have to pay anybody. But you know what's wrong with that scenario? Here's what's wrong. She's still getting $21,000 a month, right? Now, there's no way in hell you're going to make me believe that you spend all that itself for $10. I'm not buying that on expenses. Okay? I'm not believing that. What about the diapers? If you have to buy adult diapers, that $10 is gone, right? Well, is that a part of the expenses? So she's got $10 left. She can call the psychic hotline once or twice, and that be it. Then she broke for the rest of the month, right? So is that what we call living in rich poverty? I'm just asking y'all. Don't hold me to say I'm wrong for that. It's not my fault. You just have to look at it in a different way. I mean, yes, it sounds all sad and... But if you really look at it, that's bull crap, man. Come on. That's bull crap. There's no way in heck you're going to tell me that is really what's going on. If one of us was to go down, in fact, for the brothers out there paying child support, you know what I'm saying. You go down there and tell them people, well, I get $21,000 a month, but I spend all of it except for $10. You know what them people going to say? Well, you better go and get another job because we going to take what we going to take. Am I right or am I right? So is it because of her celebrity status that she just maybe walk away with bankruptcy and not having to pay the $10 million that she owes? Oh, man, I tell you, this great world that we live in is just amazing, isn't it? It's so amazing that it just makes you scratch your head sometimes, scratch your nuts, too, be like, what the hell is really going on with these people? Huh? How do we get away? How do we do that? How? I have no idea. But you know what? It's okay, because it will come out in the end. Now, I must be fair to Miss Dionne and let her know, and let y'all know that the $10 million that they're talking about were actually the penalties and the interest that she owed on her original amount. She paid what she so-called owed them, the original cash, but the $10 million was the penalties and the interest that had occurred. But still, the point is, she can just get to write that off, and common Joe like me and you can't do that. And you tell me there's nothing wrong with that system. Yeah, okay. All right. Damn it. I think somebody need to have a Coke and a goddamn smile. That's what I'm thinking. But anyway, that's just me speaking because I'm just speaking that way today. All right. Well, now, let's see what else we got going on. Man, I tell you, Lo, you need to get on this line because I need to talk to you about something, brother. I really do. I need, you know what? And before you get on that, I'm going to go ahead and give you a hand clap, man. I am. Because, see, you represented the Let's Talk last night on Perry Steele's show. Thought I wasn't listening, huh? Yeah, that was for my medicine kicked in and I went to sleep. But I heard what you were saying, man. And you know what? You are absolutely correct. That's Dale for sure. Okay, I see. He got his hands on. He must have heard me. What's up, Mr. Lowe? What's going on, brother?
You got it, man. You got it. You got it. No need in going in with the gloves on. Let's go in with bare knuckles, man.
Bare knuckles, huh?
Bare knuckles. Yeah, man, this guy talking crazy. You know, and he got mad and started cussing and started throwing MF-er and this and that. And I was like, hey, bro, you way up in Philly somewhere. How you going to tell me you going to kick my ass? What, you going to get on a plane and you get jet lagged. And when you get here, I'm going to have them hammers for you. So what? You know, fucking foolish, bro.
That dude
was talking crazy, man. How can you say if you're a real man, you don't give a damn how much money your old lady makes? You still the man of your house.
I said
a real man. I didn't say somebody sitting on their ass all day playing PlayStation and 30 some years old walking around with their pants off of their ass. I said a real fucking man to get him, handle his business, take care of his family. You know.
Yeah.
You gonna. He basically said more men are going to be vaginized and punctified because more women are getting better jobs in the corporate world. And I said, that's the stupidest shit I've heard in my whole life, man.
I know. You see, I'm laughing now. I was laughing last night, too.
Yeah.
You know, because I started to call in. I said, no, Lowe got it covered. I don't even get into that.
Where did they get this guy from? This guy, I mean, you know, that was some basic stuff that anybody could have tackled. You know what I mean?
Well, you know the thing about that also is, you know, and with what he was saying, you could tell he wasn't living, as Michael said, in the now, in reality.
Right, right.
Because most women, you know, once they enter into the land of matrimony, which is man and woman, I just had to put that in there. Anyway, you know, the woman, if she's a real woman, as they say, she would recognize that the man is the head of the household. So, you know, mm-hmm. it's really not nothing that has to be, spoken. This is like one of the informal laws. Well, it really is law. If you married, the man is the head of your household. It's just that simple.
Supposed to be.
Yeah.
It's
tiny ball syndrome men like him that makes it hard for the other ones because he gets in a relationship and now he lets the woman feel that she was running things. And that's not happening.
Right. You're damn right. He got mad when I asked him. I'm like, bro, your people pretty much asking you, are you like that? You know, he got upset with that. I'm like, you know, you said you don't have a problem with it. Is that a yes or a no? I'm not asking you, do you have a problem with it? That's like sidestepping. Just give me a yes or no. I said it, motherfucker. I said, whoa, bro, chill out with all that cussing, because, you know, all this. And then you know how they get them East Coast. Fuck that shit, yo, this and that. Yep. Yo, man, go ahead with that bullshit.
Yep, that's the word, yo.
Yeah, two grown-ass men supposed to be having a good dialogue. And you come up with this foolishness.
Oh, Lord.
That's one of the problems. You can't have a discussion with somebody if they don't have any facts whatsoever. If you don't have any facts in reference to being a man, you can't speak on being a man. You don't know anything about it.
Mm.
You've seen it from the outside looking in.
There you go.
Absolutely.
There you go. Yeah. You can't even argue that point. You can't even argue that point. Yeah. He was a tiny ball syndrome man. That's all. He was
definitely
tiny ball. That's all.
Definitely. I mean, I told him, you looking at what society, you looking at what the media is doing, you looking at what the churches are doing. We already know that they're going to pass this thing. We already know this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know this, but we are not going to say that the residual effect of them passing it is going to be straight men that's married to women or living with a woman. He will then, after a few years, say, well, hey, everything's so feminized, I guess I'll be feminized too. That's what basically he was saying, which was stupid. And I hate to call people stupid because I hate when someone tries to refer to me being stupid. But you know, that one right there, that one just took me over the edge, man. Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I had to give you a shout out, man. I'm like, yeah, okay.
I appreciate it. And you heard me. You heard me telling that. I'm coming from Mr. Talk Show.
Yeah, you did. You did. I was like, all right.
Yeah,
so let them know. All right, man. I know this is one of your babies. You've been trying to get me for a couple of months to go on and schedule it and put this show up for you. So we're not even going to prolong it any longer, as they say. We're not even going to prolong it. We're going to go and jump into today's show. Is what the hell is in our food? Because y'all just don't know, man. Especially all you people who eating all that wheat. Boy, y'all just don't know what y'all putting in y'all body. Because this wheat they got going on now, all y'all be rushing to the store talking about, I want to buy me some wheat bread. Give me some wheat bread. I don't eat white bread because I eat wheat bread. Well, I got a news for you. That wheat you eating is poison, man. It's poison. That's what it is. But anyway, I'm going to step aside here for a hot minute. I'm going to let Mr. Lowe go on and get his piece in, but I'll be back to tell you about some of this wheat. And I'm sure he's going to cover it too. So, once again, this is Mr. Talk on Let's Talk. And if you want to join the conversation, 347-838-8622. Come on, y'all. Let's talk about what we got in our food today, because I know some of y'all don't know. All right, Mr. Lowe, take it away.
Okay, well, the thing is, first, you have to look at what's going on right now and what's been going on in society. What's been going on for the longest is people live, they get to maybe 30-some years of age, maybe 40, and the next thing you know, cancer just jumped up out of nowhere. They don't know where it came from. They've been healthy all their life. The families, you know, they've just been living and going to work and, you know, maybe some exercise, maybe not, but the next thing you know, you have thousands of dollars in medical bills. Little did you know that the foods that you eat contributed to your cancers. But the animal hormones, the genetically modified organisms that they put in your food, all of these things contributed to that cancer. And it's like you can go to Walmart right now and buy some products that you will not even know, because they had a lobbyist go in there and get his favorite senator, and they decided that, hey, you know, we're going to take we're going to make other companies take no MSG and no GMOs off of their labels, because the companies that do have these things, you know, of course they have more money. And they went in, got their senator or congressman to get this thing passed where, hey, nobody's going to put anything on their labels in reference to these things. And so now they're masking their products in that. You know, my question is this. If I knew that the product I was selling could possibly be harmful to you, and I went and had Mr. Talk, which is my favorite congressman because I give him a lot of money under the table, to pass some legislation that says, hey, the people over there on the other side, they can't know this and know that. We don't process these things that way. They can't put that on their labels. Why would I do that?
I don't know. Why would you do something like that? Why?
The only reason I can say is because I'm crooked.
Oh,
you know,
man. Are you saying they crooked out there, man? Come on,
hey,
man. Them folk out there not crooked. They trying to make a dollar like the rest of us. They out there on the grind.
Absolutely. And what is that stuff called? People thought that the vitamin water was healthy. I mean, I think in the beginning it actually was. And up until, because 50 Cent used to own that company, up until he sold that company, it was actually, it had some vitamins and minerals in it, you know, but after he sold it, I think the corporation that took it over, you know, they started to process it in different manners. And the next thing you know, hey, this is the worst thing in the world to drink, you know.
Yeah.
And these are the things that these people do, man. And you know, if you go and buy orange juice, just regular orange juice, you're going to pay $5 for just some regular orange juice. Right? Right or wrong?
You're right. You are right. You are absolutely right.
So why is it so expensive and the knockoff orange-looking juice is cheaper? It's much cheaper. The aspartame that they put in it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Aspartame was once used predominantly for rat poison.
Oh, my goodness. See, y'all out there drinking rat poison. See, that's why you go and buy your oranges. Go ahead. I'm listening.
You can. The best thing I could tell anyone to do, and, you know, I'm trying my best the closer I get to 40 to be more of a health fanatic. You can go and get yourself, and I have a Jack LaLanne juicer.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, I have my fresh squeeze this, and you get yourself a blender, and you know, you can pretty much make your own smoothies and things of that nature and get away
man.
From it.
You stop that. Don't say that, man. Because I do the same thing, and boy, I tell you, those smoothies be on point. And, you know,
exactly.
You'd be surprised how different it tastes when you do it yourself, you know, with the
absolutely.
Actual real fresh fruit and stuff. Man, my child, you know, he 10 years old. You know, 10 years old, they don't like anything they think may be healthy. Man, he drank
right.
that stuff. Like, Daddy, this good. I know
right.
it's good. That's why I'm giving it to you, you know.
Right.
So
I
agree with you 200% there.
Absolutely, and I was doing some reading earlier today, and I think another name for aspartame is NutraSweet.
Uh-oh, not NutraSweet.
Yeah. People, I'd always heard the myth that it would give you cancer, that, you know, extra cane sugar is better for you.
Right.
Something that a lot of people don't know is one of the reasons why you have, like, the Chinese people and Koreans, people that eat a lot of rice and stuff like that,
uh-huh.
the reason why they don't develop diabetes as much and cancers and things of that nature is because after they eat, they normally drink a hot tea without sugar.
Well, see? That's what I'm talking about right there. And I, you know, I'm a big drinker of green tea, whether it be hot,
uh-huh.
cold. I mean, sometimes I drink it for lunch, breakfast, and dinner. Just depending, man. But see, go ahead. Keep talking. Wait a minute. Before you continue, we got somebody with their hand raised. You know, I don't like to keep. What the heck is going on now? Oh, my goodness. I don't know what's going on. Something happened. You still there? Hello?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, okay.
I am.
All right. For some reason, my switchboard went dead. Okay, here we go. I don't know what the heck going on. So let me try this again. Oh,
okay.
My goodness. All right. 111, you on the air. What's your name and what's on your mind today on this Wednesday?
Well, I put my hand down because I put it up because when I heard that Lowe said he actually done some reading this week, I figured I'd put it up, but then I put it down. So I just let Lo go on with his smoothies, and I'll just listen.
Oh, man. I mean, Joe, you never thought about making any smoothies, man, you know, out of your own fresh vegetables and fruits and things of that nature?
Oh, yeah. I like the Vita Blender. It's too expensive for me, but I like that because I don't drink a lot of sodas. I don't drink a lot or eat a lot of processed foods. I just bought 8 pounds of oranges about a couple of hours ago because I believe in, you know, trying to make the body as healthful as possible, you know, because
right.
Flo is right about the aspartame. It's used as a rat poison, same as the other sweetener. You know, and they are trying to kill us through the slow kill, but even if you try to avoid that, they're going to try to get you with the GMOs for the slow kill as well.
All right.
What's
see,
the topic
what
for today?
The topic: what's in our food?
Oh, all right.
See, so you right on. You there with us, man? I want to say welcome to the show to Mixter X Sycamore's place. I guess that's Mister, but thank you for joining us today. But anyway, back to what we were discussing. But yeah, I'm really contemplating on going ahead and starting my own little garden, man.
That's a good idea.
You know, so I know, you know, what I'm getting is full of pesticide and all that other crap that they want to put out there in your food.
That's a great idea, man. I got some fresh vegetables out of my parents' garden, and I mean, you can't beat it. You cannot beat it. Fresh vegetables, some fresh fruit. You can't beat things like that, man. I mean, you can eat something out of the store. I mean, you even have to nowadays. You gotta scrape your apples because they put I think what is that, like plastic on them or something.
Oh, yeah, the plastic coating for the apples.
Yeah, know. Plastic coating, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you can pull it off the vine, and I saw a photograph, and it had all this candy on the top portion of it, and,
right.
And on the bottom portion it had all these vegetables, and it said, if you can grow it, if you can pick it, you'll live with it.
Hmm.
If it's processed, it'll kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 I know everybody has seen the or heard about the hamburger that laid around for like 15, 16 years from McDonald's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that one.
As
and
no
what happened to the hamburger?
It just they took it. They took it and they wanted to see how long it would last.
Uh huh.
And it's still there. I mean, nothing's happened to it. It hasn't started to decay or anything.
You know, that's a scary thing, isn't it?
It is.
That is scary.
It definitely is. I mean, how would you willingly eat something like that? How would you take your child or children or your family to pick something up just because you don't feel like cooking and get something like that? Not to mention these fat-ass kids.
Ooh, Lord, have mercy.
Yeah.
But see, and you know what though? And the fast food restaurants and they're one of some of the worst people there is, as far as you know, misleading people about what's in the food.
Right.
You know, I mean, between the hydrogenated oil, you know, and you know, the foods absorb what 50% more of what you know what it should be. You know, that's not making no sense. Then we're not talking about the sodas. And the bread, you know, that has that fructose corn syrup stuff in it.
Yeah,
man,
yeah,
high
fructose corn syrup. Yeah, you
yeah.
got to avoid that. Yeah,
you know.
Now you got to be careful because now you have the commercials with the guy saying, "Oh, well, yeah, it's only high fructose corn syrup. I mean, it's just as safe as sugar. Your body doesn't know the difference." You know, you got to be careful because they make those commercials. You know. I love to talk about, you know, the things that's going on in the communities or whatever, but when you go to talking about health and things of that nature, this is a very good subject because, you know, my thing is I've always known people when they get like 40, 41 years old, their body starts going the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want that for myself.
Mm. Well, I proudly admit that my body has not gone the other direction. But of course, then again, I'm health conscious also, so maybe that has a little bit to do with it, you know. But you know, and it's amazing if you look back at our grandmothers, you know, and what have you, great grandmothers, and you look at them, you're like, wow, they still in great shape. They live young, and you wonder why. You know, many people say, well, you know, it's just a good genes. But I thought about it. The stuff they ate back in the day didn't have all this other this poison and craziness and on top of it, in it. You know, what they ate was really natural food. You know, because they grew gardens. I remember Mendez sitting on my great-grandfather's porch snapping peas and carrying on. You know, going out there, pulling the corn off the stalk. Yeah, it was just so.
They ate natural foods.
Yeah, it was natural stuff they grew themselves.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, one thing I was about to say, but now in today's society, we become so modernized and technologically advanced. We too lazy to get out there and do that.
Absolutely.
You know, we just are.
Absolutely. You know, yeah. I mean, you go there and you look at that. A 10-pound bag that you can get at Walmart of those leg and thighs, those leg quarters, with those big-ass legs in there bigger than your fit, those thighs bigger than your hand.
You know what? Every time I see those things, you know what I say? I say, man, they went out to NTC and got them dang on crows. You remember them crows at NTC? Eating all them MREs, man. I'm joking. Be bloated, man. Be hit. Joe, you ought to see these crows, man. I mean, these are muscle bound crows.
Well, this is what happened when you guys were in the service.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and they were eating the MREs, what we didn't eat, you know, throw them on the back of the trash trailer, and that's what they were eating. And, man, you should have seen these cats, though. These things were huge.
Yeah. Mm. I can imagine. Yeah, I remember a story from a friend of mine who served in Nam, and he was over, he was doing his maneuvers and stuff, and he said he came across something which he'll never forget. And I don't know if he threw up at the time, but he said he saw rats as big as cats devouring, you know, some human being who probably was all zonked out on the peyote or the bullshit that they were smoking over there. Yeah, in the tropics, you know, if you're eating, I don't know, good food, but if you're in the tropics or if you're ingesting, you know, I guess, foods with antibiotics in them and everything, I guess whatever's eating them is going to grow big.
Yeah. But just think, I mean, but let's really put it in perspective. Just think, if those are just, you know, animals eating and you see what it's doing to them, imagine what they're doing to you.
Well, they're ripping us up inside out. I mean, that's what's making us, you know, sicker. I did something the other week out of curiosity. I just noticed something that I was over at the IMDb, the International Movie Database, and I had seen a particular link to a site, and it was about favorite actors and stuff like this from the 1900s.
Uh-huh.
And I noticed that a lot of actors born between 1910 to 1920, for me, a lot of them had reached the age of 80 before they died. And I'm thinking to myself, is it because of the food they ate at that time, because we didn't have, you know, all the pesticides and we didn't have all the chemicals, you know, being absorbed by our food. And I'm wondering, why would they reach 80s when, you know, I think nowadays a lot of people are dying in the 60s, which is, you know?
Exactly.
You know, so yeah. I just noticed that the other day. I'm thinking, you know, wow, a lot of actors live until 80, 82, and, yeah, you know, so I'm wondering.
Well, see, you know what, Joe? That means there's hope for you.
Yeah.
There's hope for you.
That's
you know, you came along around that time, too.
Right. And I'm hoping there's no hope for either of you.
Hold on. Somebody else got their hand raised.
Oh,
happy Wednesday to you. You're on Let's Talk. Can I get your name and what's on your mind?
What's up, gentlemen? I don't have to say my name. I guess y'all know my voice.
What's happening, Mike? What's up?
How
y'all doing?
It's Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
What's y'all talking about today?
You know what, Mike?
How y'all gentlemen doing?
We doing fine. You know what, Mike? And I thought about this. Every time you come on the show, you say the same thing. What y'all talking about today? We talking about food. What's in our food today, Michael? That's what we talking about.
Oh.
So what's in your food? Do you know?
Well, I can read the, you know, on the back of the cans. See, I do a lot of cooking at home. I don't eat a lot of fast food, things of that nature. You know, I bake a lot. I go to the market. I shop, grocery store, stuff like that. When I go to the market, I know I can't get a lot of fresh things, you know, but I know how to, you know, try to shop, you know, healthy. Like, for instance, I don't buy canned goods. I have canned goods in stock in case of storms and things, power outages, stuff like that. But I, on a regular basis, I don't eat that. I go get frozen vegetables in the bag. You know what I mean? I eat healthy. I eat fish. I bake a lot. I hardly never fry. But I season it very well with non-salt type things. I eat like a diabetic. Basically, I have, you know, when I take my spaghetti, sometimes I will have mostly turkey ground beef. Now they have the sausage type of ground beef, and sometimes I may throw a little bit, probably about like two-thirds turkey. I'll probably be one-third, you know, beef sometimes. But sometimes I may do alter. So I try to stay healthy, man. I try to stay healthy, but I don't eat as fast foods that much. So, you know, when I eat bacon, look, when I go to the mall, look, I was joking with the guy at the grocery store the other day because he thought I was messing up the bacon. I said, no, I'm going to say I get the leanest bacon. I buy bacon, but I make sure I get the leanest. You see some people, they just go and just pick it up, all bacon, all pure fat. So, I take my time to shop, man, especially I teach my sons how to cook and shop, too. See, because I always tell my sons, you can't depend on a woman to cook for you, and plus you'll save some money. So, so you know that's what I do, man. So, yeah, I cook a lot, man. But don't get me wrong, I go out eating sometimes, but it's not that often. It's not that often, man.
Whether I'm lazy or not. Well, you know, every now and then, you know, you gotta pamper yourself just a little bit, you know.
Yeah. But every morning when my boys go to school, when I have them take them to school, they always eat a hot breakfast every morning. You know what I'm saying? I always cook every morning. That's just me. I get up early. You know, that old army style. So
I'm gonna tell you something though. One thing that I'm gonna ask you to do, because if you think about it, anyone that you know already that's had to have any type of major surgery because of heart problems or whatever, the first thing they tell you is to kick that swine.
Well, you know what? Yeah, that's all. A lot of people got a heart attack all the time. That's why I say I get the leanest, baby. You know what I'm saying? I get the leanest meat. Now, I don't go with all that or what not to eat, not to eat like that, but I'm going to enjoy myself, man. You know, so I eat pork. I'm not going to say I'm going to keep the pork out of my diet, but I eat pork. So
I didn't think any of you cats on the East Coast ate pork, man.
Shit, man, we eat pork like I don't know what, man. What are you talking about? Look, the southern people moved up from north. That ain't changed our heat and habit, man. We eat grits too, man. What you talking about?
I see.
Come on, man.
Well, seems like all of us are on the same page today. This is going to be a boring show.
I don't know what
you're
talking about. Well, it's going to be a boring show. But I'm finished, man. You asked me about my eating habit, so
yeah.
I just told you.
Do you know?
So now you know how I eat on a daily basis, y'all.
How many eat hot dogs and sausages?
Well,
yeah,
I do every once in a while outside, but they're not that good anymore, so I've stopped.
Yeah. Nah, if you knew what went in them, you would stop.
Oh, I know it's in them. It's
the
dirtiest.
Well, you get
shit.
The all beef franks, though. You don't get the ones with the chicken and all that type of stuff.
I'm
chicken and pork and turkey, and then, you know, you get that all. I mean, if you want to get it, man, you treat yourself right. You try to get that all beef.
No, I usually buy the ones from the vendors. That's the dirtiest shit you can buy, but it's the tastiest. But, you know, I don't buy it all.
That's one of the times where you just treat yourself, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Lo says, you got to pamper yourself every once in a while.
Once in a while? Okay. Oh, Lord. Mm-mm-mm. You know,
and
that
I can testify to my eating habits because I have been, like, sick in the last 20 years, but I haven't had to go to the hospital or go see a doctor in the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing okay.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing, too, because some of the stuff in the hospital ain't good for you either. But
hell
that's
no.
Get
that
colon check. What about them colons,
show,
man? We got to talk about, you got to have a show about them colons, man. That's some serious thing. I got to get mine soon.
The what?
The colon check. All of us men talking about that.
Well,
yeah.
Well, you know what? It's okay because...
They say around 40, man. You at least got to get it.
Look,
between 40 and 45.
We're going to do a show on that on the 27th of April. On the 27th of April. And I'm going to tell you why the 27th of April. Because I have one on the 26th of April. So.
Oh,
wow. I was wondering.
So on the 27th of April, we're going to do a show on that. Okay?
Yeah, I got to get mine, man.
And you know what, though?
I ain't about there yet, but I'm going
to. At my age. I mean, I haven't had any issues or anything like that, but like Michael said, you know, this is something that we need to do.
Excuse me, Lo is kind of quiet, Mr. Talk. Is Lo gone when we talking about that? He's kind of quiet now.
Lo ain't quiet.
He listening. Trust me, he's listening. He's just waiting for us to finish.
He's probably eating pork.
No, Lord.
I got my hands on something. I'm listening. I'm going to let you guys do a little chat.
See? All right. He got his hands on something. Leave him alone. Anyway, we don't know what you got your hands on.
He's those crows from the MR, whatever it was.
Oh, Lord, have person. But, you know, as I was saying, as I was saying, you know, we,
oh my
we,
goodness,
do, we do need to go ahead and start taking care, better care of ourselves. You know, I know we're supposed to be indestructible and all that other good stuff, but in the case of and us thinking we're indestructible, we let a lot of things creep up on us, and then when we finally found out about it, it's too late. When we could have prevented
well,
it.
Well, see, I'm not overweight at all. I mean, I eat 3 meals a day, eat like I want. I'm not overweight. And let me tell you, because I eat when I get full. Once I get full, I stop eating. But I seen on National Geographic, when a man had to do that surgery, and they say a lot of people that's fat, they got bloated stuffing, they have stuff rotten in them. And they show when fat, they show basically when you see an obese person, they have stuff that's rotten. They have rotten food still in them. I said, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it, man. So that is some serious stuff, because that's gluttony. That's you overstuffing yourself. That's why we eat 33% of the world's food.
Well, it's not
6%
only that.
Of the people.
I mean, I think a lot of people, even if they have a pot belly, if they or even if they don't, if they're bodybuilders, the intestine, the lower intestine, is still containing a lot of food that is undergoing putrefaction. You know, undergoing decay from the shit that we eat. That stuff doesn't get evacuated.
Well, like Mr. Sulu, listen to me, bro. Like Mr. Solution says, and he's right, and this is factual information, if you have a bowel movement and once a period, it's not going to be like that. You're not going to have no stuff rotten in you. I know we have parasites and stuff like that from waste and stuff like that, but it's not going to be rotten food in you, Joe. That's what I'm saying. That's why you have a lot of greens. I'm trying to tell you. They're telling me that, man.
Okay.
We can measure this stuff, Joe. I'm trying to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's ways you can create some prune juice, you can clean yourself out. But I'm saying people that's obese, that overstuff like that, they have stuff rotten in them.
You don't even have to be obese. If you've got a pot belly, it's because of food that hasn't been evacuated yet. And you can evacuate all day long.
And you have something rotten in you.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Right, exactly. Right. What is
I'm not agreeing with that, y'all.
This is a fact.
Damn right. And I'm in better shape than the majority of them jokers walking around.
You can be strong, but you still have lower intestine.
You know what? You know what? I'm not going to lie. I doubt that seriously.
The reason why I am
more regular than 10 people. Trust me.
Go online and check it out. Just look up.
I ain't gonna let you tell me I got nothing.
Oh, you don't want. Oh, okay. You don't want to learn. Like, I understand.
Okay. I'm gonna put it this way. I'm an exception to the rule.
Everybody
of
got,
course you are.
It's no wrong.
I'm
an
exception to the rule. I'm not buying
that.
Not buying that.
Right. Well, go get that X-ray.
Yeah, well, I'm going
to.
On the 26th, I will find out. I'm gonna make sure
ask
I ask
your doctor.
Them.
No, it's
on the 26th. I'm gonna make sure I ask them. You know, now. Of course,
that's,
you know they give you the clean all the way out. So
because
that's
information. That's waste that haven't gone. That's waste that haven't gone. That's overeating. You got to eat until you finish eating, and that's it.
That's actually what happened to John Wayne.
Who, John
Can't
Wayne?
Hear you, though.
John Wayne.
Yeah, John Wayne, the actor. That's what actually happened to him.
You really want to know what happened to John Wayne? He started swallowing. That's what happened to John Wayne. That's all I'm saying.
He started swallowing? He started swallowing.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
See, you know what? I was driving in
the... He's an old man, to be a gay dude.
You know what's so amazing to me?
The Paparazzi. But anyway, go what, Michael?
You know what's so amazing to me? I'm hearing this on the radio today, and everybody's talking about this gay move, the Supreme Court. Now, see what you did, Mr. Tom. I laugh at people like you that talk about those gay people because every time y'all talk about it, you're visualizing the act, and I'm saying stop that.
Michael, Michael, wait, Michael. I'm going to stop you before you get started. Ain't nobody visualizing two men doing nothing.
You just said swallow. Listen. Look, Rose painting me two pictures, sir. Let's get it. Can I speak facts? I'm telling you people saying.
Right. Michael has been placed on the sideline right now. I don't know what the hell is wrong with Michael. Must about visualizing two men doing something. That's about some nasty shit.
Well, we got the show going today now. Wait till Mike comes back in. It's still going to happen. You didn't shut him up. You just silenced him for a bit. As soon as you put him back in, he's going to.
Yeah, but you know what, though? The Supreme Court are a bunch of cowards, man. They could have put an end to this crap, but instead of. I mean, what harm is going to do to their political career? Let's really talk about this. They are old, so they don't have to worry about being reelected. So put an end to it and say, no, marriage is between a man and a woman. No.
Oh, okay. Well, I have to tell you right now, I'm with Michaels, because to me, gays don't bother me one fucking
bit. It's not about them being gay. It's about marriage, man. Marriage is well, I got something on that on the closing of the show. But anyway, let me bring Michael back in. Let me bring Vernon in. All right, Vernon, what's up, man?
What's going on, man? Hey, what I tell you, bro? What I tell you, cuz? Hey, Eric.
What?
Hey, man, what y'all, okay, you said something earlier about wheat bread, man. You never finished that.
Oh, the wheat bread, man, look, stop buying that wheat bread, man, because the wheat that we eat now is not the original wheat that they used to eat that was good for you, okay? I'm tell you, the wheat, man, it has all kind of bad stuff in it. Of course, you know, it got that gluten in it, and everybody talking about gluten. Well, you know, they got some of that in, but it has some, wait a minute, I'm getting down here to find it right now. It has something in it, man, that causes your intestines to become swollen. Wait a minute. I'm getting to what I was looking for here. I done got kind of sidetracked here for a hot minute.
You let Michael in? He's still quiet?
Yeah, Michael's in.
Oh, my
Michael's in.
God.
And did you also know that the wheat you eat raises your blood sugar, man?
Well, I didn't know that.
Slices of whole wheat bread increases your blood sugar levels higher than a single candy bar. You know, it also contains sodium azide, a known toxin. You know, and then they take it through gamma
irradiation.
Yeah, process during mammary. So, you know, this wheat everybody's claiming is good for you. No, man. No. No, they say it's only mildly poisonous, but, you know, over time, it causes very bad stuff.
Oh, yeah,
you.
Sure.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. You know, everybody keep talking about, well, go and, you know, eat wheat, eat this, man. Don't do it. I'm telling you. But, you know, it's one of those things that the companies know. You know, the big companies and food companies, they know about it. But, you know, and the way they get around it when they do the commercial is they do a play on words. That's what they do. They don't. It's not like they are, you know, they telling a lie, but yet they do a play on words to where they get around what the actual truth is about it. They just tell you what is supposed to be good for you, but they don't tell you the bad things that's also involved in eating stuff like wheat. Now, everybody, you know, the latest thing now is to be on a gluten-free diet, right? Well, here's the thing about gluten. Everything that they say is gluten free, that they be buying at these stores, is not gluten free. It's not, you know, and they being deceived by that too.
Yeah, like organic food. A lot of the organic food that people are paying higher prices for is not organic.
Right. So, you know, it's out there, man. But see, you don't know that unless you go in and check it out. Like I'm saying, wheat, you know, I like my white bread anyway, but I'm just saying, you know, everybody, they break their neck to get that wheat bread, and that wheat, man, is not as good for you as you think it is. That's all I'm saying about it.
Michael,
are you there?
Okay.
He'll be back in a minute.
All right.
He's going to take his medication.
Oh, you threw a grenade. Oh, God.
Like
and Mike's going to come back and throw one at you.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Hey, you know what? Mike be having some good points, though. He really does.
Oh, he does. He does. Oh, yeah. Mike's a lot of fun, actually.
Mm. Yeah, I think he went to start cooking or something. I don't know.
I'm glad he cleared up that point about the cans, because he said, "Well, I read the ingredients on the can." I was about to say when he was finishing that, "Why are you buying canned food to begin with?" I don't buy canned food. So he says he just uses it to stock up just in case of emergencies, which makes sense.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, you can't knock somebody for that, because that's all you got to do.
Yeah,
you know,
because I don't buy any canned food. That's where they put in all the MSG or the other bullshit that the FDA allows. I'm not doing that. I buy just raw chicken, raw beef, fresh vegetables, fresh fruit. Oh, and I've been eating bagels the past few weeks, because this particular bakery makes them real good.
Uh-huh.
So I know they have to be poisonous, but they taste too good for me to pass up. But I cut down on my eating of them. So, but that's generally just I've been eating the same kind of diet for years. It's just raw chicken, raw steak.
Uh-huh.
I haven't had lamb chops or pork chops in a while, but I would cook them. I don't eat out that often. I don't. I have gone to the fast foods more than other restaurants, but my favorite restaurant is Chinese food.
Ah, uh-huh. Okay.
You know, if they didn't,
well, you know what though, the Chinese food, people talk that though, but Chinese food is good for you because it you know, they always got their vegetables,
mm-hmm.
and you know, they eat plenty of rice. That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And the only bad thing would be the MSG, and if you have them take that out, then I would assume that they do eat. I mean, the sauce is probably no. They make my restaurant makes it on premises, but I would think
mm-hmm.
a lot of Chinese restaurants have that commercialized garlic sauce and stuff like that.
Oh yeah,
which would
yeah.
be lousy. But I love Chinese food. That is a weakness of mine.
Look, Bible Truth, Bob Benny got a question for you. Say, did you say you eat raw beef and chicken?
Oh, I mean, I buy it raw, but I do eat raw beef. It's called, you know, steak tartare.
Uh-huh. Steak tartare.
I do eat it raw, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not saying
Joe.
All the time, but I'm saying.
See, I forgot you from out of town, so you have to go out there and get what you got to get. Joe,
you know,
be out there, man.
You
out there in the back of
onions,
the farmer's
and you mix it with
stuff.
Salt and pepper and stuff. Yeah, it tastes great.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. Mallory Knox says soy is not good for you.
Yeah, soy is supposedly, but that's a killer.
Why is this such a killer?
Well, there was somebody who was on another show the other day, and they were talking. Oh, it was Catherine Albrecht, and
uh-huh.
she was talking about how the soy industry actually pushed its way into the forefront, but it's actually made of ingredients that, like, you see on roads, tires, all kinds of other bullshit. The soy, in and of itself, is actually a killing machine. And she recommends don't eat any kind of soy.
Well, I'm not a big soy fan anyway. Give me a bottle of hot sauce and I'm good.
Well, yeah, I mean, I remember the hot dogs from years ago. The way they,
yeah.
Oh, God, that was so good. But now the hot dogs aren't, you know, they seem, which is good for me. That means I don't have to be tempted too often.
What? I said hot sauce. I ain't say nobody no hot dogs. What's up, Benny Hen? Thank you for joining us today. Yeah, and Mallory Knox.
One of the things that shocked me the most was I was told to stop drinking milk because of what was in milk, you know.
Low, you got to get closer to the speaker or the mic or the phone.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah,
we can hear you now.
Okay. Like I was saying, I didn't know what was in milk, and I was told to stop drinking milk because it had pus in it, and I read a few things about it, but, you know, I mean, is the overall health aspect going to be better or worse is the question.
Well, do you know what the best thing to do, and I think I'm probably pretty good at this, because I used to really like milk, but for some reason I decided to stop drinking milk. You have to listen to your body. If your body has, for any reason whatsoever, some kind of inkling that whatever you're eating or drinking is bad, then stop it.
You don't have to analyze it. Just stop it. I remember when aspartame and the other sweeteners, the other sugar sweeteners came out about 15, 20 years ago.
Uh-huh.
The first thing I tasted was some sort of weird chemical taste in my mouth because they introduced it in diet sodas. And I just said, no.
I mean,
just stop. Whatever your body doesn't like, your body's telling you, it's not good for you.
Well, I mean, how many people are actually in tune enough to their body to understand that is what's happening?
Well, if they've been raised up on a lot of candy and a lot of processed foods, I would doubt if they have that kind of warning system that's in tune like that.
Well,
but I would just suggest anything. I know it's going to happen. You're going to limit your diet to nothing but fresh fruit and vegetables anyway. So,
see, I'm letting y'all. I'm gonna give y'all. See, have any y'all? Do any of you guys eat bacon? Cook
no.
bacon.
And I like bacon too, but I don't buy it.
I eat turkey bacon every now and then.
Turkey bacon.
Yeah.
All right. How do you cook it?
How I cook it? I put it in the oven and bake it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, a lot of people put their bacon on top of the stove. If you put your bacon in the bacon, that grease, you can get a leaner grease. All that grease and fat will come off much, much more quicker.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling you, so, you know, and when you go to a store and you get a bacon sandwich, you don't know how lean that bacon is. It can be all fat.
No,
see, that's why it's a good thing when you can go to the grocery store and pick out the leanest bacon that you can possibly get. That's what I do. And when I bake it in the oven, because I know a lot of people, they haven't baked bacon in the oven. They always put it on top of the stove.
Yeah, that's something I always used to fix it, yeah.
Exactly. I mean, no, you put that thing in the oven, and it come out so nice and crispy, and you just flip it over one time. They just don't know. That's the secret, baby. And all that grease comes straight off. And look, you can damp it off with a paper towel. So, look, I try to eat. I'm going to eat some bacon, but I try to do it the best way I can. I'm not going to eat all fat.
All right.
I can control it. Fast food, you can't control it. So
you're a champion of eating pork.
Okay.
I don't eat all pork, my man. But I do.
But, let me bring you.
I don't have
in.
No mud, but you got to make some vegetables.
Hey, Michael. Someone in the chat room wants to know for how long per slice. When you bake your bacon in the oven, how long you
man,
put it
when
on
that
for?
Thing is nice, look, all that mass bags, you don't need that. Only thing you got to do is look at it and make sure it looks right. And look, and turn it over. Look, when one side gets brown, you turn it over to the other side. What are you talking about?
No,
it slices off. You don't got to do that shit.
Yeah. But hold on, let me bring Goofy in, man. Goofy, what's going on, man? You still partying? Goofy. Oh, he must be out there checking
somebody. Well, yeah, you know what he's doing? He's trying to eat some fresh pussy.
No, see, Joe, we need to know that.
See,
no,
that's
you want to talk about fresh
it.
Food?
Hey, calm down, everybody. I've been cleaning up all day, you know, being a single man. You got to clean your own shit, you know what I mean? Fuck, there ain't no hoes here to fucking be housekeepers and shit.
What's up, Goofy? What's up?
Hey, how you doing, Michael?
Fine, man.
They're talking to you today, Michael.
Nah, man. Look, hey, I want to say another too. I hope everybody do that spring cleanup, man. I'm doing mine tomorrow.
When
spring
are you
cleanup.
Cleanup.
Shit, spring cleanup, man.
Some people still stuck in snow. What you talking about?
You spring cleanup, bro, gentlemen.
Anyway, Goofy. You know what, Goofy has some of the most healthy food or smoke there is, and that's that cannabis, man. Cannabis is actually, I actually saw an infomercial the other night, you know, them late night infomercials, where they were talking about cannabis, you know, was good for you.
Eric. And you know what? Eric. You know who can verify that? You know who can verify that?
What?
Solutions.
Hey, Mr. Tone, that's if it's natural, man. You might have some hydro or something, man.
That's what I'm saying. That's natural. I mean,
if it's hydro or skunk or perp or something.
No, Vernon, let's be real, Vernon. It used to be natural. You know, you don't know what it is now.
Yeah.
It used to be natural. It is now.
Yeah.
It's hydroponic. Come on. It's
man,
right.
Eric, I watched a guy spray some Raid on someone one time, man.
Man,
oh,
see?
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. I watched the guy do that one time.
That's too much. That's too much. Yeah, I think some people.
See, here's the thing. If they do that to stuff they know they're going to put in their mouth or somebody else going, what you think they're doing to our food, man?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I mean, just think about it.
That's why you have to cook your own food. Start cooking. Start preparing.
But, Michael, you still have to buy Look, if it's not like back in the day where you got a bunch of cattle, some chickens, some ducks.
I was just about to say that.
You know,
If
you don't raise them yourself, then you buy them from somewhere and something is in it.
That's right.
Now,
Can I ask everybody a question?
So what are you trying to propose, huh? I'm trying to listen to you now.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me bring Chris in, Goofy, then you can ask your question. All right. All right, Big Chris.
Okay.
Welcome to the show, man.
Oh, hey, what's going on? Y'all talking about cannabis. What's going on?
and here comes Chris.
So the thing is we're going to talk.
We can put that to the minute. But come on, Goofy, what you got to ask?
Has anyone ever eaten a tomato that has not been processed or anything, has just straight off the tomato vine?
I haven't, but that's got to be the sweetest fucking fruit.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, it tastes so fresh and good.
Yeah.
And then when you go to the grocery store, grocery store, and you get it, it don't taste like that.
No. I love tomatoes. I buy a lot of tomatoes, and I eat them with mayonnaise and salt just by itself.
Man, that's the bomb right there.
You eat it like that too?
Heck yeah.
Oh,
heck yeah.
I'm telling you that is so.
Wow,
just by itself.
Stuff,
I slice
man.
It up, just put mayonnaise on it, put a little bit of salt. Wow. And that's,
yeah.
and that's
really?
The store bought.
I've never tried it like that.
Man,
that
is a bomb.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
You'd be surprised how tasty it is. I mean, it really enhances the taste. So I can imagine
can
what
I,
it tastes like.
Can I use
like
that
fresh.
As appetizers, like when I have like my chicks over? Can I just like.
Yeah, you actually can. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
but now y'all talking about mayo, but mayo is the most fattiest thing and unhealthiest thing. You're talking about clogged arteries, what you talk about?
Well, I'm sorry,
just listening to y'all.
You know
that
you
mayonnaise
know what,
and me.
We always going to do something, man. You just got to try
well,
to get. Like I said,
look,
you just got to try to do the best.
Exactly. You got to do. I mean,
there ain't nobody wrong.
It's like this. You're not going to get around it no matter how you try. So the best thing you do is limit as much of it as you can. You know, like I mentioned earlier, if you're not making your own or raising your own, you're going to run into it eventually.
Oh, yeah.
But a lot of people that's overweight, they got a large heart. A lot of people that's overweight, they're large.
Yeah.
I seen that on that National Geographic.
Yeah.
I always remember that. Man, my sons was watching that thing.
Mm-hmm.
When I seen that rotten stuff in people's body that got bloated bellies, I said, no, I'm going
to
stay my
Michael, I went to the
And morning. I still eat three times a day. And I'm
Look, I went to the morgue, and they showed me a lady, and they cut open her heart, and they showed me what butter does to your heart. That's why I'll never eat butter again in my fucking life.
Well, I've never eaten
that butter. That is so disgusting. Ugh.
Yeah, and I
just cut down on it.
Yeah,
I don't put a half a stick
everything.
Of butter in my vegetables no more. I don't do that. I just cut down on it.
And I don't eat margarine nor butter, but I eat a lot of mayo. Oh, I want to ask Goofy. Do you know of the herb
and
salvia?
Say that again.
Do you know salvia?
Yeah, that's not an herb. That's that's like a man-made a marijuana right there. Because they put like poisons and crazy ass toxin shit just so they can get you hallucinated. Now weed, you grow it. And you know, you smoke it, and, you know, you get the stuff. But that salvia shit, that's man-made. So somebody puts, like, poisons and stuff in that shit to make it.
Because that stuff is legal.
Yeah, that stuff's legal.
Is it really?
Marijuana is about to become a federal law, people. Obama's
Yeah, you want to know why? You want to know why it's legal? Because they could tax it.
Well, Obama said there's no...
Everything that's legal is taxable. Everything that's non-legal... Legal is non-taxable.
Mm.
And look at how they're taxing marijuana now. Oh, yeah, it's helping the state, all right. It's bringing in millions.
But
millions.
Yeah.
Well, no.
I know. Yeah, but with those millions are still going to be misspent, so it doesn't even really matter.
Well, of course. I mean, come on. They ran out of the money that they, you know, that they made. How else are they going to get their, you know, money that they need to spend?
You know, what you need to do is, just as a matter of curiosity, just look up the number of taxes that we have to pay. There's something like at least 30 different taxes. You know, like water tax, I don't, cigarette tax, soda tax, sugar tax, tariff. It goes on and on and on.
Gas
wonder,
tax. You know, the federal
fuck,
gas tax just went up. And then
how
now
the fuck
states,
do we survive with
states
all these
like Virginia
taxes?
Did, states like Virginia, and then the states, y'all getting mad. Y'all think it's the OPEC. It's not OPEC. It's the federal government, and it's also the states. The states is tacking the gas prices, y'all. So when y'all, so when we go to the pump, we got to look at the state legislator. They taxing it. They getting our money from us. They tying us. And every time they did it there, these people are messing up the money that we give it to them. It's a
that's
fact.
Right.
Just like Joe said. It's
that's
a fact.
Right.
They and messing it up.
Look, I'm kind of getting with Goofy and Chris now. You know how to solve all the issues. I'm going to tell you what you do. This is what you do. You get the Congress. You get the Senate. You get the President. You put them all in one room.
Okay? That's cool. I like
no,
that.
No. Listen to what I'm about to say.
Shit,
and then what you do, you pipe in. You pipe in some smoke.
That's
and give them about 30 minutes, and I guarantee they'll come out with some shit, man, that they've been trying to get together for the last 30, 40 years.
Hell yeah, yeah.
I would like to get them together, all right.
Look,
now you may have to be careful of some of the things you may catch them doing up in there while they high, but, you know, they may come up with some solutions.
Oh, you know what?
They're not
to
doing
Boston?
Something too good right now, huh?
They're going to the Bohemian Grove, so they're gonna imbibe in a little bit of high.
Okay, we're going to move on now.
Okay.
Wow, what's wrong?
You know, Bible Truth by Benny says soy overloads you with estrogen. Now, what is estrogen? Isn't it that female hormone?
Right.
Stuff of
man,
yeah.
Y'all keep on going
see, now,
on and
now,
on.
Now, see, that may explain why some of these men walking around here with them tiny balls. You know, because they're eating too much soy. That's all I'm going to say.
That's, you know what? You may be.
See, there you go. My goodness.
Huh? Man, where go, Michael? Michael, what are you talking about?
You got to have vitamin D, man. If you don't get no vitamin D.
Go out in the sun. Too. Step out in the sun.
Yeah, you
just please.
Man, need vitamin D.
It's full of it.
You need vitamin D.
Step out in the sun. It's full of it. You get more than you will eating bad food.
So how do you eat? I want to know, how do you eat on a regular basis?
How do I eat on a regular basis? Well, you know, Michael, I'm going to be honest with you. I eat a lot of green vegetables, okay, and then I drink a lot of water, and I exercise a lot, you know. I can't tell you what else I'd be doing, but that's the main things right there.
Okay,
I don't eat a lot of starch. You know, I got to have my meat. I ain't going to lie about that one. I got to have my meat. But usually if I'm eating, it's a meat and
meat?
A vegetable. Huh?
What type of meat? Be more specific.
Be more specific? Chicken? Fish, chicken and fish mainly. Now that's basically what I eat a lot of, chicken and fish. I'm not a big steak eater, so, you know, that's something I don't eat a lot of. You know, I may get me a beef rib every now and then, you know, just depending on how I'm feeling. But my main diet is chicken and fish.
How do you cook
it?
A question
huh?
I have, though.
How do you cook it? How do you prepare it?
Most of the time I bake it. Now, I do. Don't get me wrong. Now, I do have the urge sometimes to you know, put it in a pan and put some grease on it, and that's what I do. Well, you know.
What kind of grease you use? Vegetable grease?
Man, I use any grease I get out the store, whichever is the cheapest at the time. Hell, I ain't going to lie to you.
Now, see, but right, that's why I'm getting down to the nitty-gritty, because that vegetable oil is just as bad as the butter. That vegetable oil is just as bad as the milk. This best thing can't win for losing, people. That's why I'm getting down to the nitty-gritty, man. We don't know. Come on, let's be real. That grease tearing us up. That's why I've been down to trans fat. Vegetable grease is good as I don't know what. Just come on. That's what I'm saying. Y'all talk about mayonnaise, but then y'all want shit. Man, let's get real.
Like I'm on Perry Mason or something.
Yeah, what's up, Ron?
What's going on, Mike? I think
hey,
what they're trying to do, they just trying to make everybody aware of what you're putting in your body. That's all, man.
Yeah, but yeah. You got to prepare your own food. Leave these fast foods alone, Vernon. Just prepare your own food, man. That's all I say.
Yeah, it's basically up to you guys whether or not you're gonna keep, you know, eat it or whatnot.
Yeah.
Just let you know what you're putting in yourself.
Yeah, now, can I ask a question? Is it more healthy to make me a hamburger or should I go get it at McDonald's?
It's more healthy for you to make yourself a hamburger.
Yeah, make yourself
because you
a
have
hamburger.
Control of the beef. You get the leanness. You don't know where that shit coming from. Just like the bacon I'm talking about. I'm not going to eat no bacon from no fast food.
Put it this way, Goofy. If you make your own hamburger.
You ain't getting beef.
Look, Goofy, put it this way. If you make your own hamburger and you let it sit out, it'll deteriorate. You go and eat, get one of these fast food hamburgers and let it sit out, it won't deteriorate. What that
exactly. Exactly.
It'll last a week. I'll tell you that for damn sure. Oh, yeah.
Look, cook some
food. Yeah, I remember McDonald's used to have the 59 cents hamburgers and 69 cents cheeseburgers. Shit, I used to stock up on all those, and they would last a week. Oh, yeah, 20 bucks worth. Fuck, last me a whole week.
But look, keep some frozen vegetables out for some hours. They're going to spoil. This canned vegetables, you can keep out. If you keep some frozen vegetables out, they're going to spoil. Don't do it. I'm telling you. I always get frozen vegetables, man. Don't mess with them cans. If you can't go get fresh, you got to get with the frozen.
Wendy's got real beef, though, there.
I don't know. I don't eat Wendy's.
You don't eat Wendy's?
No.
I thought they had real beef. I wasn't sure.
Well, everybody can claim to have real beef. They behind there catching them old fat cats eating them MREs. Hell.
No, yo, man, MREs, yo, that's real shit. That's real shit. Hey, I hang up, man. Don't talk bad about the MREs, man.
Oh,
come
Michael.
On, don't talk bad about that, man.
All right, Michael.
Don't
I'm
talk bad.
Break
leave that alone.
Michael,
leave that alone. Let's go another topic.
No. Michael, when you was in the military, did you ever go to NTC?
Of course. Twice.
Okay,
wait.
Before you get started and start breathing hard. Now, do you remember seeing them crows out there on the back of them trash trailers?
Yeah.
You remember how big those crows were?
Mm-hmm. Coyotes and all.
What you think they were eating? They were eating?
Well, okay.
They were eating them MREs
well,
about everything.
Okay, well, I ain't going to do all that, but just don't talk bad about that, man.
I'm just talking about you know, I can use that with you and like Laura and Vanessa. I can use that as an example to see just what we were putting in our bodies. You see what it does to the birds? I mean, come on, they walking around with muscles. You scared to walk up on one of them?
All right.
See?
I'm quiet. I ain't saying nothing.
That's what I'm trying to say. Man, I tell you, y'all on it today, boy. Y'all on it. Goofy.
What's going down?
Okay. I just make sure
I'm here. I'm probably the most worst eater out of all you guys. Shit. When I get bored, I like to go to Red Lobster and give me, you know, maybe 4 or 5 lobster tails, you know? Shit. You know, being the person that I am, shit, I feel like I'm in my fat Elvis stage, you know what I mean? You know, from a good-looking guy to turn to, you know, a little chubby guy to, you know, turn to a fat Elvis now. But shit, I'm enjoying my life. Why can't I eat the way I want to eat? Shit, I'll be dead at 40.
Yeah, man.
I'll eat whatever you fucking want to eat.
Well,
you can. Ain't nobody stopping you yet.
Prepare your shit.
Well, now y'all making me feel guilty. Like, I'm some fat slob and shit.
Did either you guys happen to see that study that they did with that corn and Monsanto corn?
Yeah, the GMO corn, right?
Yeah.
With those rats.
Yeah, causing all those tumors in KNO. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Those rats were too big, and they got tumors and all everything. And the thing was, you'll only find out 90 days after they did the experiment on them. You know, after the 90th day, that's when the tumor starts. That's when you can actually go in and dissect the rats and find out everything you want to know. But that's when they actually cut the experiment off, like at the 90th day.
No.
And also, if you have a farm, and Monsanto has a farm right beside you, if some of their
corn or whatever it is, some of their stuff falls off on your side of the fence. And people wind up getting sick, and they find, trace it all the way back to your farm. And this is stuff that fell, that flew over, maybe the wind blew it or whatever. Monsanto has their attorneys and their senators put in a bill that they would not be charged for that. You'll be charged for that.
Not only that, if the pollen, if the seeds get blown over to the neighboring farm, that Monsanto can sue that neighbor for theft.
Yeah, I remember that. I really remember that now. Yeah, because we talked about this before on the show. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to
say. Well, that's no traitor. His property messes somebody else's property up.
Because, see, the thing is, Monsanto's crop will not bear, the seeds will not bear more crop. They got it down to science where, let's say you go and buy your corn from them, your corn, produce corn. That corn that was produced will not produce corn,
right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. Now, what type of vegetable is that, actually? I don't understand that.
Well, that's for the purpose, again, of trying to kill off the human race. Not only that, but they've done experiments where on rats, I forget what it was that they fed them, but after about the third generation of rats, these particular rats, or it may have been mice, could not produce any more children. So we're eating the same shit they're eating, so they're predicting that every generation is like 20 years, so they're saying in about about three generations, the next 60 years, that by itself, since we won't be producing any more children, we'll all be infertile.
So you say corn is stopping people from having children?
If it's not the corn, it's some sort of GMO
because I've
plant
said,
or vegetable.
Because America is built on corn, that we had a lot of babies through the years. See, I understand what y'all said, but I'm looking at history.
I'm not talking about now, Michael. I'm talking about in the future.
Well, Mike, if you're looking at history, it's still different from now. I mean, that corn was natural
history,
corn.
We've always populated. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but I'm talking about in the future.
And if you just said a lot of people are having abortions, so people still having children,
I'm trying to get what y'all saying.
Are you relating corn? Because, see, if you was on the other show, a lady was selling some joint juice, and she said it extends life. I said, ma'am, I know it may help my joints. Factual information. I can feel it help my joints. I can measure that, but you can't promise me no product going to extend my damn life. Stop. It ain't no fountain of youth. Now she's going to the theory zone. Now I'm trying to get with this corn. I'm listening to y'all. Are y'all saying corn is stopping people from having babies, getting pregnant?
I think they're talking about the chemicals that they use blend them out, Michael. The different things that they use in the
so what do you think I was talking about, Michael? Like that GMO.
Look, I want to get back to the damn joint juice.
I've seen that before too. Did either of you guys watch that movie that I talked about, Soylent Green? Yeah.
I've been trying, man. I can't get it to come up right. But go ahead.
Women still getting pregnant.
I'm gonna send you a text message to your phone, and I'll tell you exactly where to go so you can watch the whole thing. No problem.
Okay. That'll work. Cause I want to say that. Hey, what if you could make juice out of cannabis? Wouldn't that be something, man? I don't know why I'm stuck on that today.
Cannabis is part of the hemp family. They don't want hemp growing in the United States. Hemp is a substitute.
What are you talking about? It's already happened. They made
exactly.
Juice.
What are you talking about? California, they can do that, man. You can
cut
hemp down.
Look,
what are you talking about?
I don't live in California, so how would I know?
Just the internet. There's no excuse no more.
Just ask me.
Yeah, exactly. We got the PhD right here. Exactly.
Just ask me. I'll tell you everything.
All right. Well, hey, y'all, speaking of Goofy tonight, we all
got to
go
hey, Goofy.
We're going to go on Goofy show tonight, y'all. We going on Goofy show tonight.
Hey,
so that's
hey,
open.
Goofy.
All right, what's on Goofy show?
It's Wednesday. He used that summer. Wait, what's on your show tonight, Goofy?
Tonight we're talking about scandalous women.
What kind of women?
Scandalous.
Oh, scandalous women?
Yeah. What? Yo, you got to play that song.
Women.
Play that song
no
about, hey, man, play that song about Prince.
Marvelous.
What the hell wrong with you? And then you trying to sing it. Michael, what's wrong with
Ruby
you today, man?
We got PhD and THC.
Michael talking about, damn it, playing scandalous. And he ain't playing no damn scandalous.
No, he's talking about scandalous women.
Okay, then. All right. Well, he'll play that on his show, then. I'm not playing it on my show.
Hey, Goofy.
What's going on?
Yeah, I guess since you're having a show like that that's going to dog women out, I guess the good old council of fucked up relationships will be there all in, huh?
Well, man, we talk about anything, man. I'm telling you, but we're going to talk about how scandalous women could be.
See, that was a cheap one, though. That was a cheap one, but okay.
Yeah, Lo, you cut that out, man.
Yeah, that was a cheap one.
the scandalous women, what is it going to be about? It's going to be about just women who are hoes or women who cheat on their boyfriends or what?
Who think they could get ahead in life.
It's going to be about women who steal $440,000 worth of jewelry.
No. Let's talk about women who think they could get ahead of life using what they have that God has provided them with.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Now that ain't good. That's a show that would interest me. Yeah.
But let's talk about what I just said for a hot minute, y'all. Okay, Goofy,
wow.
We got it. We'll be there. No, but it's kind of in correlation to Goofy's show tonight. You know, I know y'all heard, maybe you don't, about the football player, or was he a basketball player? I think he was a football player. We lost all that jewelry in the hotel room. Some groupie got him for $440,000 worth of jewelry. Now, she was a groupie. He only spent one night. He said he went to sleep. He woke up. His jewelry was gone, and she was gone.
I'll be willing to bet everything I got he was black.
Of course. Who else going to be spending dumb money on that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I figured that. I bet any kind of money I had, all the money I got, he was black.
See, now, right, but I'm letting you know now. See, okay.
He's
a man. I don't like that blast up because there's a lot of millions. Listen, there's 10 million. Listen to what I'm saying. There's a lot of people that got a lot of money that you don't know about. We just hearing, because he's a sports player and stuff, there's a lot of millionaires that are men are getting tore up to, people. In another way, it may not be. It's a lot of people that's gold that we don't even hear about. It's 10 million millionaires in this country, Caucasian. So there's a lot of people that I don't want to hear that just say, okay, with that black shit.
Yeah,
okay,
they're
man.
Called the woman, the people who are ripping them off.
He's a dumb man.
Michael,
got lured by a woman. He was an irresponsible man.
The women who are normally ripping off the 10 millionaires, they're called wives.
Black people with money invest more money in the cars and jewelry than anything.
You don't think that if those Caucasian men are murdered, I bet you they have somebody on the side and they fucking they spend a lot of money on it. I'm letting you know that. Let's put it in human being. If a man got money, some men that got money going to do stupid shit. They don't got shit to do with motherfucking color.
Mike, a lot of white athletes are going to be spending an over and abundant
amount of
money.
I'm not talking about athletes. I'm talking about men with money.
Well, he's talking about athletes.
Chris, your mic
is
open.
I'm just looking at that. I'm not looking at his profession. I'm looking at a man with money. I'm looking at what we all can see and everybody. Man, fuck that athlete shit. That's a big job.
Mike, come on, man.
I just don't like that.
Mike.
I'm tired of that race shit,
Mike.
Man. He's a fucking human being just like me.
Why are you
just going to stereotype him like that? He's a stupid human being with money. He made a mistake.
Calm down, man.
We got to end this shit, man. Come on, man. Fuck that shit with that black man shit, man. Fuck that. There's a lot of rich Caucasian men out there that's getting tore by other women, too.
Let's go back to yesterday when we were talking about investments. Right. Look at all these hip-hop wannabes with the gold chain, that they'll spend more money on their gold chain than they will on the house. You know what I mean? And then yet, when they're broke, and they're out there trying to sell their gold chain, what's going on here?
Go ahead.
Okay, well, hold on. Okay.
Hold on, I'm not done. Let me finish.
Okay.
When they're broke and they're trying to sell their gold chain, they're only getting maybe 5% of what they paid for. What kind of investment is that?
Okay, now watch me crush you, sir. Hold on. Watch me crush you. Look at all the Caucasians that I stock by. Hold on. I will crush you. Forget rappers. Forget color because you try to go with the rappers. Let's look at all the Caucasians.
Wait a minute.
All the investments that they had stock market that got swindled by like that guy Adolf whatever his name is, stock market crash, investments, bad investments. So what the fuck are you talking about? All people make bad investments, bro. Let's talk about the individual. Stop living this race shit. Come on, bro. What the fuck are you talking about? Everybody,
it
does, man. Look how many people lost their retirement home in 2008, brother. I'm speaking the facts. Look how many people lost their investment. Look at go on MSNBC and look at the American Greed. How people just give their investments over to a con artist in a suit. They're coming in the house and stacking investments. What the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about
you can't promote your fucking investment. Yo, just because you made...
Crush me. I want you to crush me because,
all right.
I want to talk about
this. We put Michael on the sideline so he can breathe for a moment.
Yep.
We put him on the sideline so he can breathe for a moment.
I ain't seen no white man walk around no gold tooth and no diamond in the middle. I put it like that.
Listen.
It goes on everybody.
I understand what Mike's talking about. He's just doing it in a way that...
All these idiots spending money.
That's kind of like...
so much money when they should be taking care of themselves.
But I know what he's talking about.
They have millions of dollars, and they don't even own their own home. How stupid is that?
That's what I'm getting at, man.
But I know what Mike's talking about. He's talking about that guy. I forgot the guy's name. Meninoff. The guy who went to jail a couple of years ago. He ripped people
off.
$20 billion.
Benny Madoff or something like
that.
You want to know why he ripped those people off? Because the people he ripped off were stupider than shit.
Exactly.
If somebody tells me, if I invest $1 million and they come back and tell me, hey, your investment just made $3 million. Oh, really? Give me that $3 million. I'm out. But see, nobody thinks that way. They're going to think, oh, wow, it's going to accumulate till I make $100 million. I'm sorry. But no, life is not like that where there's money.
Well, it is under certain
types
of investments. The
it's
thing is, talk about stupid. Goofy, you want
to
know how stupid they were? Goofy, you want to know how stupid these people were? They asked him to give them an itinerary of what their investments were. He said, no, I'm not going to tell you where your money's invested in. And they still invested millions of dollars with him.
There you go. Stupid.
Yeah, pretty much.
All I was saying is that an athlete with that much jewelry, an athlete, I knew it wasn't a white athlete, man. I knew it had to be a black man.
Okay.
That's all I was saying.
Yeah, and here's my point I was trying to make. Why would you be walking around with that much damn jewelry on you anyway?
To begin with.
That's what I was going to get at.
Well,
now, I don't know how we got all the way to the left field and the fence or whatever, but okay.
Just that amount of bling by itself. Sorry to say it, but it had to be a black guy.
Yeah, I mean, you know. I mean.
Man, you guys are terrible.
I don't even think a white guy knows how to wear bling anyway.
But let's be realistic, man. $440,000 worth of jewelry. How much? How you wear all that at one time?
Even Mr. T didn't wear all that bullshit.
Well, you know, his costume jewelry anyway, so he didn't care.
No, it was supposedly all really gold chains.
It was spray gold painted.
You're right, because that had to be heavy for all that gold that he was making.
But you know what? That's a shame. But it goes back to what Goofy was saying, and we was talking about yesterday, the things we put our money in once we get money, and it's just that simple. Yeah, Bernie.
Eric, I got friends that was, you know, they play league ball and you know, jewels. That, I mean, they come to the black athletes, man. They targets, man.
I mean, come on. An athlete aligned with the bling bling is the perfect stupid person to invest in because you're over here showing them here. I'll give you this free chain, and they're going to like it so much. They're going to want another one. I mean, come on. It's marketing. It's so easy. Easy.
Well, they've been – you know what? A lot of these athletes, they don't – they get passed through school. They don't have a good education. They don't have any good – they don't have any sense of reality about them anyway. I remember one athlete years and years ago. It was Bill Russell, as a matter of fact, because he came up in the 60s. He said that athletes, when they're targeted as kids and when they're raised up thought of as potentially prize athletes to get older and to become really stars – he says they're treated like little precious girls.
Yeah.
Like little precious girls. So they have the sense of entitlement. They don't want to hear no. You know, they don't want to hear anything that's bad. They want whatever they want when they want it. I remember one time, there was one, I read about a super agent. This guy was in charge, well, not in charge, but he managed a lot of very famous athletes. He said he got sick of one particular guy who felt he was so entitled. One guy got on the plane, a commercial airline, and he wasn't sitting by the window. So he uses his phone to call his agent to try to get the airplane to make him switch seats so that he can sit by the fucking window. He said that was enough. That was it. He said no more. He said he couldn't handle that shit anymore. They have egos. You know, because they're always being told, you're great, you're great, you're great.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Right. But it happens to, you know, when Michael comes back in, I'm going to say, it happens to white athletes, too.
Michael hung up. Michael hung up.
Oh, God.
That's why I was trying to get him to breathe, because when he don't breathe, he hang up.
Oh,
so,
all right. He'll call back, probably.
Oh, thank you. The only thing I was saying, I know my people, man. That's one thing. I don't know nobody else. Yeah. I know my people, man. You give ten black guys $100,000 a piece. I guarantee they're going to buy two cars, man.
Well, I mean, anybody.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Ain't gonna have some 26-inch rims on them.
I ain't buying no damn car. That's for sure.
I know people. I know people that would buy some nicely rimmed cars if you gave them $100,000. They'd buy an old GTO or some shit, put the fucking rims on them.
Hold on, y'all. I got somebody else want to come in. Hold on.
Mike's clone.
That's crazy. Hey, happy Wednesday to you. You on the air. What's up?
I just want to say, I'm sorry, Goof. I didn't mean to have to crush you that hard, bro.
It was Michael. I told you.
I'm hurting, Michael. I'm still my boy.
I'm offended, so I'm never going to call this show again.
Yeah, and then when you do, Goofy, you say, first time caller. Yeah.
I'm going to call your show tonight, man. I'm going to call your show tonight, Goofy. What time you on?
I'm on at 9 p.m. on the West Coast and 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
See, y'all, I told you. Listen to him. Listen to Mike and I. He's so calm. I told you he had to stop and breathe. See, that's why I be trying to get him to stop and breathe. He's calm.
Sound like a whole different guy now.
Yeah.
Yeah. How you doing, Mike? Where you been?
I had to go back in my corner, man.
Mike, it's okay. You can tell us you had to go and hit that blunt real quick.
It was a 3-minute round. I had to go back to my phone. It was a 3-minute round.
Damn.
It was a 3-minute round. I had to get rest.
Boy, y'all need to quit.
I'm just saying, man.
Yeah, Michael,
it's all
pork.
Good. We got to have some type of fun.
Yeah, this was going to be a boring show of talking about nothing but fresh fruits and vegetables. I'm glad Mike came in. Shit.
Oh, wow. All right.
I'm going to try that mayo thing, though. I'm going to try that mayo and see. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you an honest opinion.
And here's another thing. Hey, Eric, do you do this? Do you ever have, like, a slice of bread or a bagel, and you just take the slice of tomato, put it on it, you know, with mayonnaise on the bread first, then put the salt on it, and then have that?
That makes a good sandwich without, you know, just a...
That's a mayonnaise sandwich, man.
Oh, goddamn right.
What type of bagel? Onion bagel? I love
it. It don't matter, man. It's a mayonnaise sandwich. Well, for some of us that grew up, we know what mayonnaise sandwiches are. So, yeah.
Uh-huh. Are you kidding?
Sandwich.
Bread and mayonnaise? That's my favorite
we'll
meal.
A piece of bologna with the bubble in the middle. Yeah,
yeah well, yeah.
Get the bubble in the middle.
Yeah. You, that's when you know it's about ready. It starts bubbling
yep.
up. You pop
that's
the bubble and flip it, and then you
yep.
don't let the bubble. Yeah.
Well, man, you should all sound like y'all making some crack or some shit. Bubbling up and everything. Shit. What the hell's wrong with y'all?
Today we're giving out basic survival meals. That's what we're doing. Basic survival meals. You ain't got nothing else. At least you got some sugar, you got some mayonnaise, you got some syrup, and you got some sandwiches. I'm just telling you.
Oh, don't go in the sugar sandwiches. I tried that once, and that was just a little bit too much sugar for me.
What about a hungry man meal?
Say what?
What about a hungry man meal?
I try to say, just try to cook for yourself, man. You got some children, or if you're a single man, try to cook for yourself. Try to just prepare. Don't be scared to burn nothing up. You get better at it, man.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
And I'm letting you know, if you're a single man, I'm telling you, you talk about, man, you press a woman with a nice meal. I'm telling you, that's going to do something.
Well, men have always,
what I know.
Men have always been known as being the better chefs in the world anyway. Men are better cooks.
Right.
You know, and then nowadays, nowadays, the last 20 years, you have these fucking bros who refuse to cook. I mean, me? Cook? Please. Please. What, are you kidding me? What the fuck? How the hell do you eat if you don't cook?
I went out with this young lady, and she told me point blank, and she was proud that she knew she cooked everything in the microwave. Everything. That she,
what,
you know, and I was like, you do what? I said, how do you do that? You know, how do you do that? I'm just cooking stuff on the stove. Huh?
Her ass
was
a lot. She eat a lot of fast food, too.
Yes.
She bought a lot of frozen shit and put it in the goddamn microwave.
Yeah.
Her ass was fired right then.
Well, no, we had to finish the date, Vernon.
Not a foul ass right there.
No, Vernon. She was fired after the date. Vernon.
I don't even think I could afford to look at him.
It's not a problem to me, dog.
I'm going to say to Vernon when I would her, and she was nice looking. I think Vernon would wait until the climax.
Thank you. She was worth looking at.
Okay, Vernon. I don't think you're going to leave a hottie right in the middle of her cooking
I got a problem. I got a bad problem with women that refuse to cook, man.
Well, me too.
Well,
I got a bad problem with it.
No matter who's in a relationship, both individuals should know how to cook. That's all I'm going to say.
That's right.
That's right.
You know, both people
it's not a problem for me. It's not a problem.
I'm going
to
cook.
It's not a must.
No, I'm not cooking for both
because
of them.
I enjoy it.
Well, but that's not the issue. Hell, I enjoy cooking.
That'd be
hell,
a good way.
When I was married, nobody did that to cook.
But the point is,
just in case one of those days I'm not feeling it, she can get up in the kitchen and go and cook.
And I don't want to hear anybody fucking refusing. Like, I cook? What?
Hey, Joe.
That's all I'm saying.
Joe, I was my first time getting married. I was about 23 years old, and my first wife, man, I'm telling you, about the first few months, I ate so many hot dogs and hamburger helper.
Oh.
I
know
got
that's
looking
that's
at hot dogs and hamburger helper, man. I'm just being honest.
Yeah, well, now you know that love doesn't last, does it?
but guys, can we say this, though? This is the thing. I agree with y'all, but if she doesn't cook like you cook and if she tries her best, don't complain. You know what I'm saying? Don't moan and say this or that. You know, sometimes you might have to use a polite lie and say it tastes good when it doesn't taste good.
No, you know what you're doing, Mike?
Because that causes a lot of stress. Or you show her, or you are,
thank
you know,
you.
You're a sick.
Well,
you know,
that's what I was about to say.
Together.
You get up
you know
and
what I mean? That's something
help.
Like that. But to me personally, since I know how to cook, it's really not a problem. So,
yeah. Yeah, I know how to cook.
right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but hey, there's no
right,
way
man.
Some fucking not, woman's
you know,
going to live with you.
Like I said, I'm damn near 40 now, though. I mean, cooking ain't number of thing, man.
Yeah,
right,
well,
exactly.
I'm over 40. I'm the senior guy here, and I'm telling you, just out of principle, I'm not having any broad tell me, well, me, cook?
Yeah.
Why?
Because Joe was around when Jesus was a road guard. That's why he don't want to admit to it.
Hey, well, I'll admit to it. Yeah, right. I'm not the same I was when I was in my 20s, all right? Mm-mm.
You're not supposed to be that fool.
That's right.
That's a nice metal for him.
And, Lo, if you say
nice
I'm an old fool now, you don't have to come to Montana. I'll find your ass.
Oh, you, hey, you're not. Hey, man, I went somewhere last weekend, and me and my wife were sitting there looking at this little guy. I know he was probably 16 or 17. Him and his little girlfriend there, and you know they had food there and everything. And he brought a little plate, and he just sat there and watched her eat. I said, "You see that food right there? When they break up, he'll be thinking I should have been eating instead of looking at that bitch when I was sitting there looking, staring at her face, thinking how pretty she was."
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and the time is going to come when he gets a little, just a little older, and or he gets tired of her, he'll be eating instead of looking in her face and want to play with her hair and all of that shit. That's that cute love stuff.
But you know, Eric,
yep.
But
huh?
You know, man, when you young like that, man, you look over a whole lot of shit that you shouldn't be looking over, man.
Yeah, well, that's a double-edged sword. That's a double-edged sword. Either you're so foolish because you're so young and in love, or you just think about getting smashed. One of the two. Yeah.
That's something we should be teaching our sons. We keep teaching our daughters how to, you know, be nice little ladies and daddy's little girl and how the men should treat them. We should be treating our sons how to treat themselves so that they don't get at an early age to become suckers for women. They should have respect for themselves as much as they have respect for the woman.
If he can do for the little filly, the little filly can do for him.
You
got to teach them about attachments. You got to teach them about attachments and where they are, but you have to realize he was young at the age, too, and they're going to be going through some stuff. You see what I'm saying? You teach them that, you know, hey, the first woman that you might be with, that you may, or the first piece of your, you know, the first time you have sex, that may not be your wife. You can have no attachments. That type of stuff. You
got to
keep it real with me.
That's what I'm saying. You know, you sound better breaking up, Mike. You know what I mean?
Hey, bro.
Sometimes we forget that we were that age, too. No, it's not funny.
Go ahead.
Some adults act like teenagers, so we can't forget when we were teenagers, too, man. We just can't
forget that. Right, that's what I'm saying. We have to teach our sons how self-esteem, how to behave.
I teach myself from when I was a teenager all the time.
You can teach a young man anything you want to, man. But when that young girl get him and he got her every day doing what he want to do, how he want to do it, she's going to be down here in total control, buddy.
Look, let's be honest. Right. The first time she let him dry hump, it's over.
I think what me and Joe are saying, the only thing you can do is give your sons the facts. And look, we all know when they're in a relationship, just like we were in a relationship, you're just going to have to let them see. It's certain things you can't get involved with, but we just tell them the facts, and that's it. And I'm telling you, I'm not going to get involved. I'm not going to try that business. If he wants to tell me about his relationship, let him come and tell me about it. You see what I'm saying? I'm not going to pry into, you know, stuff like that. I'm not going to do that. You know?
Well, you better off. All you can do before you leave home and go out there in that world is fill him up with that information. And when he come back because they arguing and everything, he'll think about just a little bit of what you talk to him about.
Yeah.
You know,
all of a sudden, you won't be the dumb daddy anymore. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And by the
time
I tell
anybody. That's right.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll tell anybody. Me and Vernon, first cousin, he knows as well as I do. I will be the first person to say any and everything my dad ever told me was true. He quote my daddy sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, that's a good thing, though. That's a
good
thing.
Yeah.
But then that's
the point,
they're going to make their own decisions, too, though.
So you know what?
Give it
to them.
That's exactly what
You right.
Like
what?
We all
did.
But it took
you
me
know,
a,
we all did on
this
phone.
It took me a couple times to bump my head, man. But I mean,
exactly.
I bumped my head a couple times. I started thinking back on a lot of things that you know the older people were teaching me and telling me, you know.
Yeah.
And I
well,
started
you know,
putting them into place.
Well, you
well
know,
a lot
it,
of people still don't even
time.
Learn. Take a look at Trump. Trump's now married for the third time. He's a billionaire, which means every time he's gotten a divorce, that bitch is taking half or whatever that prenup agreement was. And Trump didn't write up very good prenup agreements.
And
so he's been taking for a few million.
Huh? Is that a good role model for his kids? I'm just saying. I mean,
no,
nah,
he's not a good role model. Well, actually, his kids grow up pretty well. When you compare those rich kids. Compared to the Paris Hiltons and the other ones.
Yeah, but that's nothing to brag about, though. I don't
right.
No,
exactly.
But it's, yeah.
I mean, I said like this. It's just the things that he might have been able to cover up that you don't know about.
Right.
You know. See, yeah. A lot of the, I mean,
so many women
you look at a lot of these people that say, oh, yeah, the stars, they go and get those children from those other places, and those children live great lives. Those kids might get molested and everything to come because you know those people are sociopaths and, you know, they're all about themselves and they got all this money and everybody kissing their asses. So guess what? Any and everything they want to do, they're going to do it. They go and get a baby from Africa somewhere like they go and get a pet or something, you know, just to say they did it. And Donald Trump, I mean, hell, he's me personally, I don't even think he can get an erection. I think he got that young woman on his side.
See, you,
just
see, you look at too much theory, man. Well, they must got some come on,
hey,
loyalty, man. I'm
low,
man. I'm kidding.
Oh.
Man, he's 50 low, kids in the
right.
I don't know what you talk about. I mean,
what you say,
come on, low. You in the theory,
low,
man,
he
my
got
brother.
A,
see,
hey,
come
low,
on, somebody
talk
to him.
He got a little money to make an erection, cuz.
Well,
yeah,
he
got
always buy
something.
Somebody talk to him, please.
I agree with that, but goddamn, though, you know what I mean?
Joe, get him. Vernon, get him. Come on, somebody. I don't know. Come on now.
What's
he
spit
some kids, man? He spit some kids out, man.
Well,
I don't know. I think he's
got. They got
his
structure. Even his daughter got his mouth structured and all that. Some look just like him, man.
Well, that's his daughter.
Oh, that's fine. That's his daughter. I agree with that. But like I said, when she got caught out there in the streets. With that cane and the police stopped there. Oh, that's Donald Trump's daughter. And they called
and
allowed his attorney.
You got kids, man. What are you talking about, man?
And backdoored that shit in. A lot of those,
dude,
I mean, a lot of the shit that George Bush did when he was younger got swept under the rug.
Oh,
everybody
yeah.
knows this
yeah.
motherfucker had everything going on.
Oh,
you know,
I want to say, but the realest person that ever showed us about power and how the world is Bill Clinton. To me, he's the greatest president ever. First of all, the economy was doing good, and if any Republicans want to talk about, he did well for everyone. We had a surplus when he handled Saddam Hussein. He just sunk 10,000 troops just in fire with Saddam. He just a show of force. And guess what? He showed how people are. Politicians are. They're getting something on the side.
And that's right. When
he
stopped,
he was
the
rich.
Oh, okay.
Dinglings up. Yeah. So,
all
okay.
right. Because I was just about to ask Eric to tase your fucking ass. Until you said that about him showing
exactly.
us how the fucking politicians have a little bit of trim on the side. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, especially
him getting some head on the side, right?
Huh?
Especially him getting head on the side.
Well,
right?
he wasn't
yeah.
the first one to be known like that. I mean, JFK. That fucking guy, nobody's beating that guy's reputation.
Well, no.
Yeah, that guy was the greatest, and he got shot because he was the greatest. And if that guy never died, I bet you America would be much different than it is right now.
Well, Bill Clinton, I wasn't even good.
That's each person's own discretion because, I mean.
Well, you know what? Let's ask somebody who was an adult during that time. What you think, Joe?
Well, I think JFK was pretty good. And you think what? I'm not going to go along with it? I'm going to tell you as though I was there. I think during the October missile crisis, he handled it pretty well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about Bill Clinton. See, we living in the residuals of Bill Clinton and the NAFTA. You know.
Oh, well, that's
talking
true.
About,
yeah.
That's
true.
What are you talking about, man? No, what do you mean? They fucked up with Bill Clinton. Bill, what are you talking about?
What
I'm talking about. NAFTA came through with Bill Clinton. Huh?
NAFTA, moving all the jobs overseas. Bill Clinton. That's Bill Clinton.
But that's the company. You got to blame the companies for them all the profits. Simply like that. I mean, it depends on what type of product. But I'm just saying, we would have a surplus.
And I agree with that.
We had two different types of surplus. You cannot do it. And guess what? The
and
only time he deal with the Saddam Hussein.
One thing,
let me tell you something about Bill Clinton's surplus. He had no surplus, just like Ronald Reagan was supposed to have had a surplus. He had no surplus either when he left office. What they did, they took the trillions of dollars out of fucking Social Security. They put it into the general fund, then they moved it back. That's how the governmental accounting works. He had no surplus.
And that's the story that they stick with.
Hold on. What Joe just said.
Okay.
I have never heard that in my life. Joe, factual information says you're wrong. I don't care what you have to say.
I'm
letting you know the balance of the books can be at a surplus.
That sounds like a challenge.
Michael, this has nothing to do with
this. Is factual information. You can go ahead and measure it. It's time of day,
I know.
Day,
so
man.
I'll tell you what, Mike.
You're the only person I ever heard say
this. Mike, if you look up, Bill Clinton had no surplus, you will find plenty of websites that will tell you how it happened.
Wow.
Let's condense it down a little bit,
man.
Let's condense it down just a little bit. I can give you Louisiana. I can give you Louisiana more specific. When Edwin Edwards was in office as the governor, Louisiana was the land of milk and honey. Everybody had a good time. Everybody was making money. And since he got caught and went to prison and everybody found out what happened, some people are still saying right now, yeah, hey, I would vote for him again, regardless of what happened. We made money back then.
Exactly.
But the thing is, what about what you're going through right now? What we're going through in Louisiana right now is the residual of that little front side money.
We got a lot of background noise.
What do you mean by residual? I don't understand what you mean.
Louisiana is doing bad, bro. That's what I mean.
Because of what?
Because the governor was fucking everybody. When he came in and he was trying to get casinos in a certain spot, he got money off of that, and the casino came. No. I'm talking about here with Edwards. You got people in Louisiana right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Like I said, in Louisiana right now, the residents doing bad, man.
Yeah, because you can throw money around all you want, but see, what people have to really realize, people intellectually understand this, but they don't really fully understand the ramifications of it. No matter how wealthy a state or city or the country might be, because of all the money being thrown around, you have to pay the price. It gets paid back in taxes.
Uh-huh.
Not in taxes. It gets paid back by the Chinese and the Japanese buying more bonds, which leads to inflation and all that other shit. There's no such thing as a free lunch.
Do you know what makes it a recession, right? We have to have two consecutive quarters of gross domestic product. That means the whole economics is this. We have to create products, gross domestic products. And if we don't create our products and sell them, import more than we export, and we're not manufacturing, we're not making no money. They can't tax anything any fucking way.
And that leads to the implosion of the United States. And you're right. The official definition of a recession or a depression is something like three consecutive quarters with GDP contracting.
Exactly.
So, yeah, we have to have...
Exactly. So now let's go back to the oil.
If we can make
our products cheaper, we can sell them cheaper.
Okay.
What about the oil to make the product?
Michael, you don't have to say that for tomorrow, man. All right, because I got to get up out of here. So what I'm gonna do is I always do give everybody a chance to get their last little bit in. Michael gone.
There's a lot of background music.
I know it's not me. Yeah. Somebody's driving or something. It must be Vernon.
That's probably me, man.
Yeah.
I'm
so
driving.
Go ahead, Vernon. Give me your last words, man.
Great show, man. Great show. That's all I got to say. Great show.
All right. See you tomorrow. All right, Mr. Goofy.
Oh, man, I don't even know where to start. Everybody just have a good day. It's hump day, right?
Yeah,
go
it's hump day.
Buddy.
Yeah, scandalous women.
Mm. Yeah, we see you tonight.
Yeah, scandalous women. We're talking about all of them, every different type of them.
Oh, okay. That'll work. All right. Thanks, Goofy. All right, Mr. Joe.
Not onions. Tomatoes, mayonnaise, salt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll work.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's a heck of a, yeah, that'll work. All right, thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
All right. All right, y'all, another great show. I'm telling you, man, them guys was on it today, weren't they? And we had some great conversation going on in the chat room as well. So I'm telling you, it's good stuff. All right, if you enjoyed the show and you want to leave a comment or anything, just send me an email at letstalk@gmail.com, or you can go to my Facebook page and leave me a message there. Let's talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. All right. Well, you know, basically the only thing we got to say is before you eat it, check it out, man. Check it out. If you don't know, you can't spell it, don't understand it, look it up. You'll be surprised at some of the things that you're eating. And stay away from that wheat bread. As you can see, it's not all good for you. Don't let them tell you anything else. You know what I mean? Now, let me get to the closing of the day when I say my little piece about something that's going on. And today I think I have a good one. And here we go. Yet again, the premier court in the land has the opportunity to let America distinguish what the nation stands for. Indeed, I am speaking of the two cases, Prop 8, banning gay marriage, and Dormer, to make it clear matrimony is between a man and a woman. The verdict ought to be simple. On all pieces of U.S. currency, the motto is, "In God we trust," and that's written on the top. Albeit it is written on the back. Does that mean that we're turning our back on what God has taught us? Are we turning our back on what we have been taught all throughout mankind, that marriage is between a man and a woman? According to Leviticus 18 and 22 of the King James Version, says, "Thou shalt not lie with mankind. As with womankind, it is abomination." Now that's one verse. But also later on in Leviticus 20 chapter 13 verse, it also says, "If a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. The blood shall be upon them." Now, if we are a nation that trusts in God, shouldn't we be obeying what this is saying right here? But for some reason, We're not doing that. These two scriptures make the resolution an easy one. Matrimony is concerning a man and a woman. However, in our so-called astuteness and argument for what several are calling the new civil rights fight, the highest court in the land is permitting politics to define the result. America, let's wake up and stand up for what is factual and halt this nonsense, for it can only lead to ruin for all. And that's one of my closing comments for the day. And that is the show for the day. I want y'all to join us tomorrow for the topic that would be death penalty, yes or no. And remember to keep smiling, show appreciation to those that you love and for those that love you. Because you can never get enough of that. And forgive with an open heart. Remember, if you say you forgive someone and your heart is closed, you really haven't forgiven. And make sure you have forgiven yourself also. All right, well, that's it. See you tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific, and until tomorrow, y'all, I am out of here. Have a great day.